when Paramatma or God has to place the Atma or soul within the body, they have a long conversation. At the end of that conversation, Paramatma tells the Atma, "I have opened an account for you in which I have placed 1 billion Ashirvad, blessings, for you to distribute during your Janam." The Atma is placed in the human body. The journey through life commences. At the end, the messenger of God arrives and picks up the Atma, carries it back for accounting. Dharmraj is sitting there at the accounting table. The Atma is placed in front of him. Dharmraj turns towards the Atma and asks the first question. "Paramatma gave you 1 billion blessings, Ashirvad, to distribute. Have you distributed any during your Janam?" The Atma perks up and says, "Yes, I have." "All right, bring the account of this Atma and tell me how many Ashirvad, how many blessings this Atma has distributed during the Janam." The accountant arrives, opens the book and answers, "Someone has distributed 100, another 1,000, another 10,000, some Atma comes who has distributed 100,000 Ashirvad, blessings, during the Janam. Once in a while, an Atma arrives who has distributed 1 million blessings, Ashirvad, during Janam." Dharmraj says, "Well done. Now, whatever be the number of blessings, Ashirvad, distributed by this Atma, multiply by 10. The accountant multiplies by 10 and replies, "For the sake of an example, accountant says, this Atma distributed 1 million Ashirvad blessings during Janam. You have ordered me to multiply it by 10, it becomes 10 million. What should I do with this 10 million for this Atma?" Dharmraj replies, "This is the earning of this Atma during Janam. This earning will come in useful to reduce the number of Junis in this Atma's case. Place it in his credit." "How many left?" he asks the accountant. The accountant replies, "Paramatma or God gave this Atma 1,000 million, 1 billion Ashirvad blessings to distribute. You have given 10 million as the earning of this Atma. That leaves 990 million in the account. What should I do with this? What has not been used? What has not been distributed? What has been wasted must be paid for. This Atma will have to pass through Junis to pay for what it has not used. Place this 990 million against the debit of this Atma." Dharmraj turns towards the Atma and asks the second question. "During your passage on earth in Janam, you must have been given many opportunities to do good acts, to earn good karma. Did you do any good acts?" "Yes, I did," replies the Atma. "Tell me, how many good acts has this Atma done during the life in Janam?" The accountant replies, someone 100, another 1,000, someone else 10,000. Some Atma will arrive having done 1,000,000 good acts during their life in Janam. Whatever be the answer, Dharmaraj says, well done. Now multiply this by 10. The accountant multiplies by 10 and replies, I have done that. What is the figure? Asks Dharmaraj. The accountant says, this Atma, using the intelligence and the different parts of his body, has done 1,000,000 good acts during their lifetime. You have multiplied by 10, it has become 10,000,000. What should I do with this? This also is the earning of this Atma for this Janam. This will also come in useful to reduce the number of Junis. Give it in credit to this Atma. Dharmaraj turns towards the Atma for the third time and asks the question. During your life in Janam on earth, there would have been many instances of greed, of evil, of people putting you astray. Did you by any chance do any bad acts? The Atma hangs down his head and says, yes, sir, I did. Well, tell me, how many bad things, how many bad acts, how many bad karmas has this Atma done during Janam? The accountant replies, sir, here is the ledger. Look at it yourself. Here is the minus one, and thereafter the zeros carry on beyond the mountains, far into the horizon. I cannot see the end of those zeros. Dharmaraj replies, well, now you close the account of this Atma and tell me the result. The accountant closes the account and says, done. Dharmaraj asks the question, what is the result? Is it plus or is it minus? Sir, it is minus. We all do bad things throughout our lives, from day break till the end of the night. We are always doing something against somebody or against the laws of God. Whenever we do a bad act against someone or against nature or against the rules and laws given by Paramatma, we start a counter in our account. This counter runs negatively, minus one, minus two, and so on. It will keep on running, and there are only three ways in which we can stop this counter from running against our names. First, when my Atma leaves my body and goes for accounting, then all the meters running against my name will be stopped. The second, if I have done some bad act against one person and that person's Atma leaves his body and goes for accounting, that 1 meter will be stopped. Or the third one, I should start remembering God, Paramatma, by his name, Omkar. Omkar, when done in Sangat, will help us to stop our negatively running counters. The more the number of people, the more the number of Omkars that we do, those many meters will get stopped at the same time. So please remember God to Jap Omkar. When you do Jap of Omkar in Sangat, each member of the Sangat will get the number of Omkars to his credit depending on the number of people in that Sangat. Not only will the meters stop running against your name, you will also get a credit in your account. That credit, whenever you go to ask him for something, He will give you against that grant.